This is Kim Lone with the Daily Dispatch. From the Humpty team en route to the poll. Excuse the pauses there, or some messages coming in. Which reminds me to, I'd like to thank everyone for the messages that are being sent. Everyone who receives them here are very appreciative of them, and they're a lot of fun when we turn the Iridium phone on like I've just done and the messages come pouring in. So thanks very much. We're now within one day of reaching the pole. We had a great trekking day today. It was sunny, clear, cold, and no wind, which makes a huge difference. We travelled a record distance from our overnight camp last night. We've travelled 20.1 kilometres toward the pole with 8.25 hours of trekking. from about midday today, we could see off in the very far distance, small dots, which were some of the buildings that make up the US base at the pole. We also saw another trekking team converging from a different angle, getting to the pole as well. They were about 15 kilometres away. And we were buzzed by one of the light planes that flies to and fro Union Glacier and the pole. So it was a much more interesting and exciting day than we normally have trekking. Tomorrow we expect to arrive at the pole around 5 p.m. Chile time, which is about 7 a.m. Sydney time as best we calculate. So as you're probably having breakfast, will be about when we're arriving at the pole. I know there is an intention for at least some of us to try and make a call back to our families. So if you're heading out and about, just stick your mobile phone on and keep it with you. We know it's by design, but we're all very lucky and privileged to be doing this, arriving at the pole 100 years to the day that Scott arrived. And I believe there's going to be some small ceremony at the pole which we will get to witness. Everyone's in good health and spirits. I had a major challenge with some bowel movements last night that we're putting down to Rob Clark's cooking, which brings me, I suppose, to the topic that Rob promised I'd cover on Polar FM last night, emptying the bilge in minus 25 degrees and gale force winds. We're doing our bit to keep the environment pristine down here. All our solid waste is returning to Chile with us. And how this is achieved has been and is the topic of much interest. We use plastic bags, curiously called WAG bags, designed for single use, but we're making multiple, we're getting good value and we're using them multiple times. I think three times per bag is the allocation. They come with a most inadequate supply of tissue thin paper, so luckily we grabbed some toilet paper from Union Glacier. One of the things we have to do is announce our intentions to everyone as we leave the tent, so there's no embarrassing moments for anyone. Preparation is key, having all the toilet paper ready and sorted, and there are different techniques people are using for doing that. I want to minimise exposure time. Wind direction is a critical factor in orientating yourself to keep the bag in the right position, but in doing so, it does expose other sensitive parts to the most hostile environment. So I'm sure this is not the last that will be said on this topic, but that's probably all I'm going to say right now on this dispatch. Tomorrow's report is going to come from the pole. Until then, this is Kim signing off from near the South Pole on behalf of the entire Humpty team travelling down there. Thanks very much.